Hi there, this is Dan Doolin. I'm dictating a psychological evaluation for Mount Children's Center, Health Center. You guys are greatly appreciated. If you'll just email this to me when you complete it, you know I appreciate that. All right, patient's name is Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, Hurlburt, H-U-R-L-B-U-R-T. His date of birth is... dates seen include 8-8-2025 and 8-26-2025. Chronological age is 7 years, 1 month, and 5 days. Referral source was Dr. Zalanda, that's spelled Z-S-A-L-A-N-D-A, Richardson, spelled the typical way. Infant mental health specialist, and his case number is 37-68-78. Reason for referral, darn it. Referral is based on indicators of developmental concern and the therapist asking specifically whether or not the behaviors being seen may not be an expression of autism spectrum disorder. I guess that's it. Thank you so much. Sorry. The test instruments used include the Wechsler Abbreviated Scale of Intelligence, second edition, the Wide Range Achievement Test 5, the Developmental History Checklist for Children, the Autism Diagnostic Observation Schedule 2 and the Connors Continuous Performance Test 3. New paragraph. Summary of Relevant History. Weston was first seen here at Mott Children's Health Center on 11-15 of 2023, and he began his work with Dr. Richardson here. It appears that for a couple months there was some regular contact, then possibly contact reestablished in the summertime in 2024. And maintained, and it looks like in about the fall of 2024, they moved to monthly visits. However, treatment was broken in November and restarted again in April of this year. And again, he started with Dr. Richardson. On the first visit in 2023, Okay, sorry about that. This note's not very clear. Let's see. In that first session, it looks like some rating forms were sent out, as well as a Brown ADD scale for the parents and the teachers. There was a discussion of both the speech and sensory integration referral at that time. It was reported that he wasn't listening, that he was running away from staff when directed to come inside, and that he would taunt staff at times. At that time, he was receiving some speech services at school. The therapist noted that the patient does verbalize, but it's sometimes hard to understand his word. there had been some aggression and fighting. He had bit another child at school, and sometimes taking toys from that are not his. And the emphasis, again, was not listening in school. And some anger and frustration. With Mom wondering, could that be related to the hearing loss? Below, we'll discuss the fact that there has been frequent ear infections, often associated with some of the some of the behavior sequelae that's been seen. It was also added that Mom and Dad divorced in December of 2022. It's important to say that Dad's still involved in treatment. In April of this year, he returned. And at that time, the therapist was trying to reestablish rapport. And they may have fallen off because an appointment was canceled by us due to weather in January of 2025. It was reported that he received an IEP for speech at that time. He's not needed timeouts in school. Therefore, they had been taken out of his IEP, indicating that, as was being reported, he was doing behaviorally well at that time. And Mom was not receiving calls. However, Mom suggested he may have to repeat kindergarten due to being behind. There was some concern about sometimes being afraid and seeing things that weren't there that sound pretty consistent with these kinds of problems that can happen for youth. And it appears as though he continues to see Dr. Richardson. Appointments are being made. Close to monthly. And maybe it was because he was seeing me, he was not seen in the month of August, and there's a planned appointment in at the end of September. Sorry, I just had to make a note there. My apologies. About the time that he was at the time he was seen initially, there were some rating forms sent out. Initially, a parent provided a flat and non-problematic scale related on the Brown ADD scale, whereas mother's has some shape. It showed activity at just one standard deviation above normal, which could be considered within the normal range, and all the rest of the scores were in the normal range. Using the CBCL as completed by Mom, she reported that he had frequent ear infections, set of tubes are being talked about, and the speech delay. He's a very smart and caring little boy. Mom can see his positives. She indicated many ear infections since birth, and sometimes and COVID interrupted his treatment at that time. The CBCL provides more shape. Mom suggested that he's somewhat withdrawn. And indicated that he was avoiding eye contact. That may suggest that even though it wasn't expressed, Mom was holding concerns for ASD at that time. Despite a presentation in my office that of overactivity and difficulty persisting and signals we would associate with ADHD, it hadn't been rated as present. Here, mom did provide a peak relative to pervasive developmental problems, and of course, he has developmental language disorder. There is it is essential that his speech therapy be primary. He is able to speak, you'll see below, but clearly using single words. But when he begins to communicate, his words run together, and he can't be understood. There is clearly a developmental problem. And mom does indicate the speech problem. And again, no support for mood, anxiety, attention, or defiance. Dad filled out a similarly structured form. He said that hearing and speech is hard. It's a barrier. And can see a lot of positives about his son. He's concerned about his being behind relative to language at that time. At the time, a teacher's report form was also collected, and that teacher expressed his speech and how much he cries and runs out of the classroom. He is very sweet. This was in the beginning of treatment when those kinds of behaviors were being reported. They did not support that he was withdrawn. So a kind of opposite pattern from what mom presented. They indicated he was emotionally reactive, borderline level anxious, not withdrawn. And they did not add no clinical elevation related to attention problems on the syndrome scale and borderline for aggressive behaviors. The teacher was concerned about both internalizing and externalizing problems. He received a borderline elevation for mood, less support for anxiety, borderline support for pervasive developmental problems, but not avoiding eye contact, the speech problem being afraid of things that are new, with some strange behaviors and being upset by changes, indicated borderline concern relative to attention deficit with often true indications for can't concentrate, can't wait, demanding, disturbs other pupils, gets into things, does something different than is directed. And they gave him a borderline elevation relative to oppositional defiant problems. At that time, a teacher's report form was collected. This is more consistent with my experience of Weston. He has so they placed him at the second standard deviation from normal relative to activation. That's an indicator for hyperactivity, and I certainly saw hyperactivity. They give more borderline scores, but scores approaching the second standard deviation are focus and effort. Emotion was a little bit better. Memory was okay. Strong, some support for inattentive type. Shoot, this is different. Okay, take a note right here. I'm sorry, in parentheses, different than what I had seen. Actually, activation was at one standard deviation. Excuse me. Actually, action was at one standard deviation. Just put this in the note and I'll fix it. And actually, it was activation that was two standard deviations. So, in parentheses, the problem the teacher most emphasized was lessons getting started on expected tasks. New paragraph. Upon the return the second time, new information was collected relative to the emerging concern around possible autism spectrum disorder. On mom's scales, there was an highly elevated total score and highly elevated DSM-5 score, but only elevated index scores relative to social communication, unusual behaviors, and self-regulation. P peer socialization was indicated as highly elevated, along with social-emotional reciprocity, atypical language, and behavioral rigidity were indicated. Whereas sensory sensitivity was only slightly indicated, stereotypy was in the normal range, and attention was only slightly indicated. The following is a discussion or a narrative description of the autism spectrum rating scale emerging from the teacher's responses. Here we see less clearly elevated scores. However, the total score and the diagnostically oriented score are slightly elevated. Social communication is seen as in the normal range. This isn't a rating of language. This is a rating of expression and understanding and interacting with others socially. However, peer socialization and adult socialization is slightly elevated for the teacher. She did put as elevated unusual behaviors and a slight elevation relative to self-regulation. She put social and emotional reciprocity in the normal range as well as stereotypy. And again, despite observations, attention is rated in the average range here. Elevated were behavioral rigidity, which seems to be being identified as a potential target, and sensory sensitivity. Although this is not a ringing endorsement of ASD, it was enough for me to decide that testing should be done. There's some variation here. I did not observe sensory sensitivity or behavioral rigidity in our time together, but that may not have occurred. I certainly didn't observe any stereotypy, but I did observe overactivity and at time troubles maintaining attention. Here I'll take the time, a new paragraph. Here I'll take the time to share some of the conversation that I had with his mother and father upon the occasion of our testing. When asked for current concerns, Mom began his speech delay. She shared she has lots of ear infections. He was supposed to have tubes, but that may not have occurred. Mom gave some indication that she has some social concerns, suggesting that he sits back from the group, I'm not sure that was reflected in the teacher's rating. Mom said that he can play with others, but he often likes to do it his way, which could be an indicator of the rigidity. She's reporting that the meltdowns, and this was reflected in the notes and the indicators from school, have decreased. She shared that he has an IEP for speech. Dad indicated he was concerned about the speech issues, that he reminds that Weston had an older brother who had some difficulties but was able to catch up. He sees a lot of language problems being related to the hearing difficulties. Dad expresses that there was likely to be some emotional impact from the separation, and that's certainly true. It's important to say that both parents showed a lot of care and concern for their son in my time with them. New paragraph. Mom didn't really support necessarily his experiencing depression. She talked about how he enjoys video games and loves Transformers. It's important to say that he did not show any narrowed or hyper-focus in his time with me. But he can enjoy these things. He has at times said made expressions, excuse me, that could be depressogenic in nature. For instance, saying, "I don't know what's wrong with me," end quote, when he's had a challenge or a problem. It's important to help him to identify the action that went wrong and to build him up and to say, "You're okay, but these actions are the focus." Additionally, Mom reported that he's a pretty picky eater. He's her pickiest eater. His appetite's up and down. He likes foods to be kept fairly simple. It might be that he responds to textures. She reported that he does fidget a lot to go to sleep, but that he sleeps through the night. Dysthymic disorder was not indicated. My mom thinks his esteem is pretty positive. New paragraph. It was reported there's just some history of ADHD on dad's sides and wonders, and dad had wondered about himself. Dad had to double, triple check himself. Mom was inconsistent here, but did indicate support for criteria relative to inattention to remain in consideration. There are times when he may try to avoid activities that require sustained mental effort. Despite this, Mom does not see him as distracted. Mom indicated some of the features of hyperactivity, that he often fidgets. That was a yes. And that he can talk excessively, which is which was observed and is a signal for hyperactivity. She did indicate impulsivity. He does blurt out at times. He is inconsistent about his ability to wait, but seems capable when it's clear that the activity is a turn-taking activity. Here, Mom added some more information about sensory. He does cover his ears, and I did hear him react to loud noises. It was the automatic flushing of our toilets, which is also unpredictable, which might be more irritating to someone with ADHD. Mom could not give me any examples of hand posturing or midline movements, but indicated that he'll pull at his clothes sometimes. Conduct disorder is not a major consideration. He can talk through a direction. He doesn't appear to exhibit an oppositional defiant pattern, where he was having some kind of difficulty controlling his action earlier in treatment. There have been times when the tantrums were it was hard to understand what might have triggered them. But it appeared that they were that we could often identify the trigger at school. He is not known to express new paragraph, not known to express separation anxiety nor general anxieties at all, and does not appear to be a candidate for an anxiety disorder. In asking some questions about obsessive compulsive disorder, wasn't jumping out and it wasn't indicated, but some information came to light that dad said that sometimes when he corrects his son will kind of like cower as though he's afraid he might get hit, and dad's really clear that's not how he handles problems, and he's just curious about that. It could be jumpy behavior. But, of course, it also is an indicator to make sure that that all adults around him are directing him in the way that we would consider to be most appropriate. Every now and again, he's kind of careful about his own things. Again, the answers here were not pushing at the level of behavioral rigidity that I hold concern with. There is no indication of any suicidal thinking or psychotic symptomatology. And the following comes, a new paragraph, the following comes from the conversation I had with Mother on the second occasion of testing using the developmental history checklist for children. Mom had a chance to tell me that he was doing pretty good for his first full day, that he is exhibiting some increased emotional control. I learned that the family has 50-50 custody. He attends a public school. He has some siblings. He is the youngest. Relative to early developmental history, he was overdue, and they were afraid he had ingested some excrement. However, the pregnancy went well. Mom denied any prenatal substance exposure. He was overdue by 2 days and born by normal delivery. There was a concern with the exposure to feces, which is beyond my level of expertise. He did not remain in the hospital. He was allowed to go home. New paragraph. Now, Mom did indicate and has told others she thought there were losses of skill and offered some examples that that in the past he would say, "Bye, Dad, I love you," and then Dad would start to, and then she noticed that maybe he wouldn't respond when Dad would wish him goodbye. The loss of skills is placed at a later time than we would typically associate the loss of skills with autism spectrum disorder. We're really looking within the first 2 years of life. Before the age of two, he was active. He tried to be sociable. He was generally happy. He was alert. He wasn't sleepy. He seemed affectionate. He would cry. Could sometimes be irritable, but not generally fearful or hypersensitive. Sometimes angry and cranky. Seemed curious and playful to Mom. Mom indicates that motor skills are coming on and developing. Mom noted early on his speech was more rapid, but that actually maybe has worsened over time. And Mom does indicate some the lay of language relative to that clearly present developmental language disorder. However, his social development, as Mom indicated, between ages 2 and 5 was average in comparison with other children. She indicated positive mental development. He was happier and he was making progress. New paragraph. Mom indicated he attended young fives for half a day. He seemed to adjust. He was generally appearing to be positive. If not stressed, he's generally happy, but can get frustrated. Can be edgy when overwhelmed or confronted with something he doesn't like, but not violent. He's very affectionate with Mom. It's reported that he works on the same work as other children. Mom repeated that he sometimes says, "I don't know what's wrong with me." That's important to address, to give him words that focus on the actions rather than his being. It's reported that he gets some breaks at school written into the IEP. He has stolen before, Mom repeated. Mom's just not sure what to compare his attention and concentration to. She reported that the first year in kindergarten, sometimes he would stay out at recess and had to be corrected to come in. And sometimes he was out of his seat. New paragraph relative to medical issues. Mom says he does sometimes seem to not understand what's said with me. I felt that he generally understood and seemed to have receptive communication ability. He doesn't have any significant major illnesses nor early temperatures. However, other than the ear infections, he's had some dental surgery, and I'm just not clear if tubes have been placed in his ears or they had been recommended, but that has never been done. He has improved with sleeping, but still fidgets. Relative to family history, Dad and brother and sister may have ADHD.